Good Thursday morning, beloved. It is great to be able to share this morning with you. And this morning we are in Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 through 17, where God's saving word for us this week has been wisdom. In today's reading, we'll be reading the first part of chapter 13, which introduces a collection of Jesus' teachings known as parables. The word parable comes from a Greek term that means to throw alongside. And Jesus often taught by means of parables, using images from everyday life alongside the lesson as a way of illustrating or clarifying his message. Today's reading is the parable of the sower, also known as the parable of the seeds or the parable of the four kinds of soil. And so let us begin. That same day, Jesus left the house and he went to the lakeside where he sat down to teach. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it while the crowd stood on the shore. And he used parables to tell them many things. Once there was a man who went out to sow grain. As he scattered the seed in the field, some of it fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some of it fell on rocky ground where there was little soil. The seeds soon sprouted because the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, it burned the young plants. And because the roots had not grown deep enough, the plants soon dried up. Some of the seed fell among thorn bushes where they grew up, but the thorns choked the plants. But some of the seeds fell in good soil, and the plants bore grain. Some had 100 grains, others had 60, and others 30. Jesus concluded, "Listen then, if you have ears." Well, then the disciples came to Jesus and asked him, "Why do you use parables when you talk to the people?" And Jesus answered, "The knowledge about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you, but not to them. For the person who has something, there will be given more, so that he will have more than enough. But the person who has nothing will have taken away from him even the little that he has. The reason I use parables in talking to them is that they look, but they do not see. They listen, but they do not hear or understand. So the prophecy of Isaiah applies to them, where he says, 'This people will listen and listen, but not understand. They will look and look, but not see, because their minds are dull, and they have stopped up their ears and have closed their eyes. Otherwise, their eyes would see, and their ears would hear, and their minds would understand, and they would turn to God, turn to me, says God, and I would heal them. As for you, how fortunate you are. Your eyes see, and your ears hear. I assure you that many prophets and many of God's people wanted very much to see what you see, but they could not. And to hear what you hear, but they did not." Today's key verse is Matthew chapter 13:11, where Jesus answered, "The knowledge about the secrets of the kingdom of heaven have been given to you." You know, it's interesting. We call this situation that the people found themselves in is not having a teachable spirit. When you have a spirit that is not teachable, you think you know it all, because of that attitude, then even though you see with your eyes, you do not see. And what you hear, you do not understand. And it's all because you have chosen not to be a teachable spirit. My prayer for each of us is that we keep our hearts open to the leading of the Holy Spirit. We would have teachable spirits and be able to understand the deep things of the kingdom of heaven. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, give me ears to listen to you. I confess that sometimes I may be like an exposed path or rocky ground or a thorn bush, but I want to be good soil. Plant the seed of your word in my heart. Teach me to nourish this seed through daily prayer and by studying the Holy Scriptures so that I can grow in faith and bear fruit for your kingdom. Amen. All right. Well, that brings our Thursday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow morning as we are going to be reading Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 35, where Jesus explains the parable of the sower. Until then, God bless you.